This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Prevention and Treatment Services for Non-Communicable Diseases, or NCDs, have been severely disrupted since the COVID-19 pandemic began, according to a survey from the World Health Organization, released on Monday. The survey, completed by 155 countries during a three-week period in May, confirmed the global impact stemming from the pandemic, revealing that low-income countries are most affected. This situation is of significant concern because people living with NCDs are at higher risk of severe COVID-19-related illnesses and death. The results of this survey confirm what we've been hearing from countries for a number of weeks, said WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Many people who need treatment for diseases like cancer, cardiovascular disease and diabetes have not been receiving the health services and medicines they need, and it's vital that countries find innovative ways to ensure that essential services for NCDs continue, even as they fight the coronavirus, he added. UN Women, the UN agency dedicated to gender equality and the empowerment of women, has launched a shadow pandemic public awareness campaign focusing on the global increase in domestic violence amid the COVID-19 health crisis. The shadow pandemic public service announcement is a 60-second film narrated by Academy Award-winning actor and champion of humanitarian causes Kate Winslet. The video highlights the alarming upsurge in domestic violence during the pandemic and delivers a vital message urging people to act to support women if they know or suspect someone is experiencing violence. While some countries are beginning to reopen, billions of people are estimated to still be sheltering at home, while households are placed under the increased strains that come from security, health and money worries, and cramped and confined living conditions, which have led to a spike in overall domestic violence. And finally, Bangladeshi cricket star and current captain of the country's one-day international, or ODI, team, Tamim Iqbal, has been appointed National Goodwill Ambassador for the UN's World Food Programme in the cricket-loving nation. He said he was honoured to be named National Goodwill Ambassador for the agency that fights hunger worldwide, including in my own country, Bangladesh. He described poverty as still rampant, especially in rural parts of the country, saying he would be focusing on restoring hope for families and communities that need support. As the first Bangladeshi ever to score 10,000 international runs, Iqbal is one of the country's most beloved batsmen, opening regularly for the team. Matt Wells, UN News.